This is the Freedom Beam, broadcasting from Pod Bay Sit and Stay, 82 feet above sea level at Intergalactic Canine Studios. Loosen your leashes, unlatch those cage doors, and distract your handlers to keep a shock collar of statism from being clamped down on your neck. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it, Michael and Steve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah.
It's always a tingly feeling.
Well, yes, it is. In all the right places, too. As always, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a PIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at PIPCOT.org. So we are here. We are the Freedom Fiends. I am Jeremy. I am here with Michael W. Dean and Steve Miller.
Hi, Jeremy. I haven't been on in a while, and I just updated the new version of Fiend Phone, and about 30 seconds before you started giving the intro, I farted so bad that I thought Fiend Phone would pick it up on the new ultra-sensitive version of Fiend Phone.
I must have the, you know, scratch and sniff feature turned off, thankfully, so I don't know. I don't know if it actually worked or not, but...
Yeah, it was probably smart of you not to get the olfactory update of FIFA.
The olfactory update, yes. Yeah, I try to avoid that. Well, you know, I'm pretty technologically illiterate. Unless that stuff comes at default, I don't really get to it, so.
Yeah, you might not be able to smell it over the dogs anyway. I don't know.
This is true. I actually have one of my long-term clients, well, longest-termed clients here, who is a giant bulldog who has some of the worst gas, and unfortunately, his breath gets worse as the years go on too. So it comes out of both ends now.
He's a problem with bulldogs a lot, jowly smell.
Oh, jowly smell, yes. Because you have to clean them a lot more often.
They're like a scrotum. Their face is like a scrotum.
The English ones, yes. Yes. Carmine or Meatball, as me and my family refer to him, is he's kind of a weird breed because he's a cross between the English bulldogs, which have that scrunchy face like that, and an American bulldog, which looks more like a pit bull. And so his face isn't as scrunchy, and he's a lot bigger than he should be. And he's a big mush, and I've been taking care of him since he was like 14 weeks old, I think was the first time they brought him to me, because they bought him for their kids for Christmas. And then we're like, oh, we forgot that we were going on a two-week vacation, because, you know, they have a lot of money. And they can just go away all the time and forget they buy dogs for their kids. Nice people. They mean well. And, you know, they've been very good to me, so I'm not going to complain. And, they, you know, they'll spend whatever money they have to on the dog, but he does. He has the most horrible gas in the world. And he snores.
It was weird for me because anytime I hear someone talking about having a long-term client, I just assume they're a dominatrix.
Well, you know, there are chains and collars involved. I'm not going to go any further than that. Right,
Derek
now.
J. Freeman of I almost used a slur on the air and called it the Freedom.
Flaming maggots.
Derek J. Freeman, friend of show, friend of Miller, showed me this meme recently. Quite dank, heavy on the spice, and it showed someone's S&M equipment all on their door, and it said, "Jeepers creepers, how many dogs do you guys have?"
Nice.
Yeah.
If you are of the homophile persuasion or enjoy homophile themed things, maybe join the Gaynarchists Facebook group if you feel like it. It's a good place to watch self-promoters quote themselves on memes and also try to get you to buy their book on Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, I love when people do that.
Quote themselves? Yeah.
I'm going to do it on my tombstone.
Well, I mean,
that's great. That's funny. I was a great man, Steve Miller.
No, here lies a great man, and then, you know, signed by yourself. That's
please donate. Okay, you're
thinking, please donate.
Have a QR code on your etched into your.
That's a wonderful idea. There you go.
I think so.
I'm gonna set that up. So. Well, actually, you know what? Knowing my kids, by the time that happens, they'll have thought of that already.
They'll do it. Yeah, there'll be software by then that listens to thousands of episodes and thousands of hours of podcasts and picks out the four good ideas and prints them out on a quarter sheet of paper for you. Paper? Yeah. What is that, Grandpa?
Yeah, paper.
3x5 index card will be all the space you'll need. Yeah.
Twitter. It'll tweet them to you. There you go.
Gee, oh, I'm hip. I know what has not many characters.
By then, it'll just
the president
be implanted.
Taught me.
It'll just be implanted in the your president. Brain.
There was a thing today that like, what's his name? Trump.
what's that guy's name?
I forgot.
The angry one.
Like, it was something like, yeah, the angry one. It's something like, hey, you know, that's like the perfect, like, everyone is Republican. If they're not an angry, rich white man, they want to be an angry, rich white man. So he's perfect for all them. And, you know, I'm still glad it's not Hillary. I guess, I don't know. It's not very anarchist to say anyone but Hillary, but I kind of think anyone but Hillary, man. Also, you know, it's probably a tie of who's more horrible. And I will quote great comedian Bill Burr and actor from Breaking Bad, who said they were both horrible. But as a comedian, I kind of hope Trump wins.
I'm going to quote friend of show and low-key MWD crush Hannah Harkness, who said that Donald Trump is the Wario version of celebrity TV chef Gordon Ramsay.
I don't know what Wario is.
So. Wario version.
So Wario?
In the Super Mario Brothers, there was in the later games, there was a version where there was like a dystopian version of Mario called Wario.
Nice.
And if you were to have a dystopian similar version of Gordon Ramsay, it would be Donald Trump, where instead of screaming in some egomaniacal chef's face, he's bombing a country that has 115,000 people in it, or going after some guy that makes $84,000 a year on Twitter or whatever.
You know, I was, or going after some like unwed mother who makes, you know, who's on welfare. I've seen him do that to you by name.
There are none of those on Twitter. There's a means test.
No, but he goes after them. They can't read it. They have to have their friend who has a phone read it to them. But
I don't know, 140 characters most people can power through.
I mean, they don't have a phone. Obama phones don't get the internet, do they?
Oh, man, if they can't. You see, there's misconceptions about Obama phones. It's just for texting. Like, there's not data on Obama phones.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They're actually Bush phones, but they were Bush phones when it was landline. I always use Jimmy Carter phones, I think. I think he's the one that signed the thing in that everyone's phone bill has like a 1 penny tax per month or 2 penny tax per month or 7 cents, whatever, to pay for. Basically, it was paid for landlines to call 911 and look for jobs. Like, you could only call local on them back then. And it was only for landlines. It was so, you know, people who were poor wouldn't sit there bleeding to death when they got shot by their relatives. Hopefully. So, yeah, it was
hopefully,
thing
has, hopefully it was by their relatives or hopefully no, they wouldn't hopefully, bleed to death.
Yeah, that was the subject and object were switched in that one. So don't split my infinitive and lay it down lovingly on the bed and do things to it, Jeremy.
If Hugo were here, he'd
sorry,
be on your side.
It looked at me, man. It gave me a signal. What was I supposed to do?
So Trump today posted, I saw this headline. It was like, you know, irked China doesn't know how to respond to Trump, you know, trying to figure out how to respond to Trump's insults. Like, James Weeks said on here, Trump is going to start World War III with Twitter. He's already doing it almost.
Okay. So I've actually been in this situation a bunch of times before. So you've said something idiotic on the internet, and now an Asian dude is angry about it, and you don't know what to do.
Man. Probably a plump Asian dude, because the only people who get fat in China are work for the government.
If it's my ultimate dream scenario is for him to like get all mad
and enough
rage leak Kim Jong Un's nudes.
Here's what I'm thinking: like everybody said that Obama won his first election, president's election, because he was the first president that was like internet savvy. I mean, you know. Bush had a web page, but he didn't write it, and he probably couldn't find it. But, you know, Obama...
Well, he was the first president that was a meme.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, by the next time, the presidents could, like, read the memes themselves. But I feel like Obama probably never tweeted on his own without, like, a committee. You know, because he got elected, and there's a POTUS. But Trump's not doing it from the POTUS thing. He's doing it from, like, you know, his Twitter address on his, I think he just gets mad, pulls out his you know, gold-plated, diamond-encrusted, palladium-buttoned iPhone for the really, beautiful people. The ugly, really beautiful people who are so rich that people still think they're beautiful. And he just yells at people with no filter. And he's the first president that does that, for sure, which is weird.
Yeah, I would have to say so. And it always seems that, what is it, like, it's between like 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. is when it's his usual times for tweeting somewhere in that neighborhood.
Nice.
It seems to be the bulk of it.
The president, like two or three presidents from now, is like making mean memes at somebody now on Facebook. Like
the president two or three presidents from now is Malik Obama, brother of Barack Obama, African born. No birth certificate needed. He'll tell you he's Nigerian. But his memes are so dank.
He'll ask for money.
And all day long, he will tweet like just the craziest, quasi alt-rightiest. But
I gotta find his account.
Yeah, the dude's the truth. Like he's joined the ranks. He's joined the ranks of you, Ben Stone, my sports book. And Donald Trump is the only people I have notifications turned on for whatever they tweet.
That's high praise.
How do you spell his name?
Malik Obama. Yeah.
Malik Obama. Yeah. Wow. Oh, he's wearing a hat.
Oh, and he's verified?
He's wearing a freaking Trump hat. Is this him?
Yeah. Oh, he's a huge Trump supporter. Yeah.
Oh, and it is. It's got a little check mark. He is verified. Now that my brother's term is ending, I am free to declare my support for Donald J. Trump. Hashtag Africans number four Trump. Oh, this is a picture of him. I've seen this picture. Like, this is the picture of Obama and two other guys in dashikis and African Muslim garb. This is a picture that circulated.
How much must he hate Barack Obama? Like that's so funny.
He's been coming out for what I remember for like at least the halfway through this Obama's presidency, he's been coming out and saying like more and more stuff about him. Tracked him down. Yeah,
He doesn't even have very good Alexa rankings. Like he's considering he doesn't like his Alexa rankings like half a million. I mean, he's not far behind the Freedom Fiends actually. He's kind of far, but he should be more popular, but he's crazy.
I first stumbled across him in like the more conservative, but like the more like, fanatical conservative, like those type of groups and pages and stuff like that.
I'm going to call this episode Malik Obama. We want to interview you on the Freedom Fiends.
The only thing I am anti is anti-thought, anti-cuck, anti-lolly, anti-hentai, anti-trap, and anti-terrorist. Anything else is crooked. Whoa. MSM. Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that like black nationalist?
Liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateurs, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Oh, wait, I sent you the wrong thing. Never mind.
Oh, good, because I was reading it, but I was like, I don't know what this is about. Yeah. So I was going to have questions. I guess I'll scrap the questions.
There will be questions. Yeah. So
hold on. Did you just send me a cryptocurrency based on a bumper sticker?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. First of all, check the other thing I just sent you. It's pretty funny. It's how do you pronounce the place Malaya in the Philippines? Steve would know. Or no.
In Vietnam.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they actually travel. Sometimes they're in the Philippines and sometimes they're in Hawaii, and they're a station that plays us. Malay FM. You should subscribe to them. They tweet cool stuff. And look at this picture they just tweeted.
Nice.
Tell me what this looks like to you and read what I wrote and tell me if it's accurate.
1 second.
You got it there, Jeremy?
Is that a hospital view? It looks like the cats are about to operate on you.
Yeah, it's LOL. Like a picture of like
it does.
Three cats looking down at your, like, if you lay down on the ground with a camera and three cats like were hovering over you and you took a picture of them. But then that's not the weird part.
If you like your trio of cat doctors, you can keep them.
Yeah. So look above that, Steve, doesn't that look like an operating room light above it?
It's exactly like the time I got abducted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Abducted and the alien cat doctors performing their autopsy before returning you safely to Earth, missing your alien virginity.
Much like in the hit young adult fiction book, Time Cat. I don't know if you have read Time Cat, but I was forced to read it as a child. It was awful. It's about a time traveling cat.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a twist.
I used to date the niece of the girl of the woman who wrote A Wrinkle in Time. That was back when like that kind of stuff was my only like connections to greatness, instead of like, you know, the time I was like banging hookers and snorting blow with Perry Farrell, and I told my friend about it, you know, and he's like, oh, did he bring his gun? He did when I was doing that with him. I'm like, no. So
you're like, but wait until he sat down and talked about Hubert Selby Jr.
Yeah, so on the coexist coin.
That is my time to shine. Yeah.
On the coexist coin, scroll down about halfway to where there's latest news. It's the section that's blue. See that video there?
Yeah.
This is a real-time reading assignment. Okay.
This is before we talk. Yes, before we talk in the next segment about cannabis coin, that's just as sharp and on top of things as you'd expect something called cannabis coin to be.
Hey, that's profiling. Or something.
Coexist coin is just about as stony and messed up. So I want you to click on the video that Coexist Coin put of the interview with the author, with the creator of Coexist Coin. Go ahead and click on that video, guys. Tell me what happens.
Loading.
It does not play. It says, watch this video on YouTube. Playback on the website has been disabled by the video owner.
Yeah. So this guy is like, I want a coin by a guy who's so smart that he makes a cryptocurrency, makes a video about it, puts the video on YouTube, and then puts his settings to don't allow embedding in other videos, which first of all, in other websites, why would you do that when you're trying to spread any kind of message, any kind of product? Why would you forbid, you know, I mean, I guess it's to get people to go to your website, but no, you want them to be able to embed it and see it anywhere. But then he embeds it in his site and you can't play it. That's pretty funny. So that's Coexist Coin for anyone who wants the slightly baffling experience we just had. It's
Coexist Coin. Down at the bottom, as if you didn't have enough confidence in these people already, the following words are written. We are on Steemit. Check out our blog.
Also, look at the picture of him at the bottom of the page. Okay, it's just some dude. Whoa. But like, look what he's wearing.
Is that a lobster?
Yes, he's in a lobster restaurant. He has a lobster bid on that says, let's get cracking. Man.
He might have been in a crab house, to be fair.
Well, you know, yeah.
Of course, but, you know, it's a weird thing to have in a picture that's got nothing to do with anything. It's kind of like...
It's code. It's Pizzagate Part 2.
Oh. I think there's a reason that there's a reason that some cryptocurrencies are anonymous. The creators are anonymous. This is probably one of the reasons.
Because they're unimpressive. You know, if you can build it up in your head, then...
Well, they would, I mean...
Like, but he says, I like to have fun and laugh, hence this photo of me here not laughing. Really serious wearing it.
Well, that's how he has fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One of these law professor types people who are like, yo, I had the most wild time. I went out and they had a bib at this rib place, and get this, I put it on and then they took a picture.
Yeah.
Isn't that a stitch?
To be fair, the idea of the coin I like, you know, it's trying to be a charity.
I'm against coexisting.
The video is 34 views, and it's an interview over Google Hangouts, and it sounds like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Phil.
Oh,
yeah,
Phil.
Now you're on TV.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed.
but they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms. So, Jeremy, on this page, you're going to be reading the second paragraph, starting with the word Bitcoin, on the side of Bitcoin. And then, yes. Steve, when I throw to you, you're going to read the bottom left of this page I sent you for Steve, below where it says about the brownie. So, I've encountered another coin that's about as cool as Coexist Coin. Well, actually, like, this one's weird because I know that it doesn't even really work. It's a crypto note coin called Cannabis Industry Coin, or XCI. They are currently at the phase of their development that Bitcoin was when we shut down everything. And they're still
the
there.
The first time or the second time?
Both times. Well, yeah, I mean, we thought it was the same problem both times. It was that transactions weren't working well and there were lots of errors, and that's where Cannabis Industry Coin is right now. I want to point out, like, I'm not jealous, like, oh, there's a lot of coins I support. This is a cryptonote coin. There's about a dozen cryptonote coins. Most of them are pretty good. Most of them work, at least. This one, it's funny to me, though, because, like, this one is getting written up. Like, there was an article in, like, PC Magazine about the cannabis industry and the blockchain, and they interviewed our friend Kevin McKernan, the DNA scientist, and, you know, like, some high-level stuff, and talked about, you know, dispensaries that take Bitcoin and why it's needed, because a lot of banks, you know, even if it's legal, a lot of banks deal with it. So somebody made this coin, Cannabis Industry Coin. I don't know why it's called XCI. I think it should be called, you know, CIC, probably, Cannabis Industry Coin.
Die, sick scum.
Yes. I don't know what that is. What is that?
That's a takeoff of Die Cis Scum, which is the transgender rallying cry to kill all non-transgendered people. Yes.
Which,
Actually. I don't think it's. I don't think it's everyone. I think it's just the scum.
Well, the thing is, I was thinking maybe there was another coin that was CIC, so they had to use something else, which is common with people making coins. But nope, there's no other coin with that. I think they were stoned and typed the wrong thing and then released it and didn't realize they couldn't release it. And they released this coin like a couple months ago at 4:20 p.m. San Francisco time. They made, like,
of course,
the minute the blockchain started.
And then it stopped at 4:22 at San Francisco.
basically. But it's hilarious, too, because, like, you know, like, it's run by one guy. He's the programmer. And when people say things like, hey, what's wrong with this coin? It's messed up, man. You know, I sent 700 coin yesterday to a friend and she still hasn't gotten it. And the comments from the dev, the developer, the only developer, the head and only dev, are like, the answers are like, you're rude.
You're rude. Hey, man. You're like totally, you're killing my buzz, man.
I know. And says things like, it says things like, you know, well, instead of sending 700, try sending, like, you know, 350 twice. It'll work.
Well, what have you ever done for the cannabis industry?
What have I done? Made a movie called Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
No, that should be the response to any question of the currency is, well, what have you ever done for the cannabis industry?
Well, I really just like the you're rude when someone like, you know, I mean, they're not being really, really rude. They're just saying this coin's messed up. I sent coin and it didn't work. And really, I mean, the basic, I think, to define a cryptocurrency is that it can actually work to send cryptocurrency. I mean,
you lofty standards.
Although Bitcoin, what I would have said is, hey, Bitcoin's getting that bad these days too, but Bitcoin's getting that bad because
something
too
taking
many
forever and something
it.
Not happening are two different things though, you know.
They're close though, true. But it both happen with cannabis industry coins. Sometimes transactions like, you know, over 1,000 probably, well, they don't not go through. They can't be sent. You know, it's something like up to 200 go through. They probably take 3 or 4 times as long as with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. You know, above that, you know, they can take like 24 to 48 hours. And then above that, they're not sendable. I mean, no, above that, they're sendable, but never show up. And then above that, they cannot be sent. Like, it gives you an error message.
Unsendable!
So, yeah. So people are like, the dev is like, you're rude when people point out the glaring technical. It'd be kind of like if you built a car and it didn't have any wheels, or like the wheels popped. It'd be more like if the wheels popped if you put more than like 50 pounds of people into it. And they said, you're rude when you... When you said, oh, the wheels popped when I put the second person in it, or even the first person.
You're a hater. That's what they should have said. Haters.
So there's something that's even a bigger sin than not working for cryptocurrency, I would say. I mean, I think that's the biggest sin. Or not being willing to recognize it and fix it. Because, you know, I committed that sin at one time, but then I corrected it and fixed it, got it fixed. So, Jeremy, will you read from the Bitcoin site? Now, this was on the Bitcoin site the day it launched, August 20th. So go ahead and read that first sentence in the second paragraph.
Yes, this is from the Spend Bitcoin heading, under the Spend Bitcoin heading. Bitcoin solves the pizza problem that Bitcoin had when it started.
Yep. Okay. Now, Steve Miller, go on the Potcoin site, which launched almost 2 months later, and read right below the brownie the first sentence there.
Okay. So you go to the dispensaries page.
Which has nothing about dispensaries.
There was it, right, which has nothing
about...
The
link that says info or whatever goes to the source code, which is wrong.
Right, which was... That confused me the first time you sent me this, but the sentence you want, I believe, is this. Cannabis industry coin is a perfect high-tech uppercase H, lowercase...
No. Oh. What are you reading, man? Oh, I knew we should have practiced this. Did you smoke some cannabis industry coin?
It hasn't gotten here yet.
Let's start this again. Man, there's a worse sin than like a coin not working, and it's Steve blowing my joke when it's incredibly simple. All right, Jeremy, cue up your sentence again. Steve, Scroll down to the bottom of that page.
I hacked just my shush. Way to that low-hanging comedy fruit that I thought you wanted me to pluck, but just apparently
shush.
I missed it.
Just shush. Go down to the... You're digging yourself in deeper here, Steve. Go to the bottom of the page where there's a picture of a brownie that looks like a turd. Says, first 10,000 XCI brownie. Now, don't read it yet. Be ready to read that where it says XCI coin, blah, blah, blah. So, Jeremy, we're going to do this one after the other as if we really could tell jokes, Steve. So, Jeremy, please read again the thing I wrote 2 months before cannabis coin came out.
Sure thing, Michael. Bitcoin solves the pizza problem that Bitcoin had when it started.
And read the next sentence.
Bitcoin had no value until someone bought pizza with Bitcoin.
Okay, Steve, read the same the thing on the brownie.
XCI coin solves the pizza problem that Bitcoin had when it started. Bitcoin had no value until someone bought pizza with Bitcoin. Cannabis industry coin will be kickstarted with an edible brownie.
I think they already had it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if I accused them. Well, okay, what is the crime they've committed? There's a name for this here, Steve. What is it?
They have engaged in bit theft. They have stolen. What's the joke though? Like, where's the punchline?
You know, it's not even a joke. It's a clever.
Right. Yeah. They're analogy thieves.
So they stole the wrong code. Basically, they stole the old Cryptonote coin code that was riddled with problems, and we borrowed that code too. They borrowed that code. It's open source. We borrowed that and then like released the coin, and it had problems. We got someone to fix it because several people said, "Hey, I'm having problems," and I said, "I better look at that." They're having the same problem.
You should have told them they were rude. That would have solved it.
They were having the same problem, and people said, you're rude. But yeah, they engage. But I wouldn't be surprised if I said to them, "Hey, you engaged in clever thievery," and they
you're
and
a clever
they,
thief.
I think you're a clever thief. What if they? I think they would. They might honestly say, "No, I didn't. I made that up," because maybe they ate that brownie before they wrote stole this joke. I think
that is pretty.
I doubt it, because the brownie cost 10,000 XCI. How long would it take to send 10,000 cannabis it's industry coins?
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be that much money, but how long would it take to send? Yeah,
at the current rate, yeah, I'd say cash, 3 years.
Yeah.
Wait, question is there specific jokes made about the hash rate with cannabis industry coin or
I thought
no?
There would be, but I think
they're not that clever.
Rude. They say you're rude. Actually, that'd be $200.
All right, you know what? That if that's the case, they don't even deserve this coin. Brownie. Somebody else needs to take over cannabis.
Better be
coin.
Strong, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there was already a coin called Potcoin that's very popular and works very well.
It's in like the top 10 on.
Yeah. Oh, Steve's now like checking the market charts every day now that I turned him on to the.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about expanding my role at the Freedom Fiends from meme critic to cryptocurrency prognosticator.
If you could, there you go. You'd be like, hold the envelope up your head like the Tonight Show.
What's
his name? The Great Carell. Carell.
The Great Carnack.
Carell. It'd be yours. That'd be funny. All right, so yeah, they engaged in clever thievery. I think it's a great idea that I wish more people did. I wouldn't need credit for it. I've never seen another coin. It's like, we'll buy stuff in the coin. Like, I will buy, buttons and stickers. I mean, I'll sell stuff. I'll sell buttons and stickers in the coin. I also bought some silver with BIP coin. That was pretty cool. But
I saw that.
I think every coin should do this. It doesn't really solve the pizza problem. The pizza problem is that Bitcoin had no value until somebody once bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin.
Once my wallet it gets set up, which I thwarted in an attempt to get Fiendphone a kicking.
Set up. Once
my wallet gets set up, I will return to my practice of taking very low stakes Bitcoin bets on sporting events, which will be announced.
Yeah, you can
on
actually
Twitter.
Do it instead of just joking about it now.
Right. No, there will be an NBA game of the day, probably the Sixers game.
Hey, Las Vegas probably started with 50 bips. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if the house has the advantage, you could start with 50 bips and end up running an empire.
I'm going to
somebody wrote me, Steve. Somebody wrote me and wanted to make. I guess he's writing like a bunch of crypto coins on the site that on BitcoinTalk.org, and offering his services. He programs gambling sites. I don't want to run a gambling site, but. Would really be gambling if it's a cryptocurrency. It might be. Yeah.
In Soviet Russia, gambling site runs you.
I have a friend who's actually hiding out in the islands right now because of that. So, all right. Let's not do that. Let's not
say his name, huh?
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Hi, have you heard about Bipcoin? Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, Bipcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. Bipcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, Bipcoin has truly untraceable transactions, and we're working on adding distributed DNS functionality to Bipcoin. We're calling this .bip, and it will provide uncensorable domain names in an easy-to-use interface. Unlike previous systems attempting this, .bip will be simple for both the website owner and for people viewing websites. This will get at the worldwide adoption we need to keep speech free, and cyber squatting will not be a problem. Please help out with a donation or just share this with your friends if you can't chip in some cash or Bitcoin to save free speech around the world, because there are incoming regimes that hate honest criticism. Go to bipcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo India Papa Coin.org.
Yeah.
We're talking cryptocurrency. Yeah.
Stop it, Steve. Where'd Michael go? We were talking cryptocurrencies. Then he just ran away.
Yeah. He, you know what? He sent in his commentary on cannabis industry clearly, so it'll be here in about 11 days. The first, if he had just broken it up two words at a time, we would be getting it in, you know,
yes,
in rapid fashion. But that's not the case. What do you even do if a cryptocurrency goes down, though? Like, if it's not working, is there, like, an email button usually?
No. Hey, well, I mean, it depends, I guess, if you can get through. I don't know. Like, Bipcoin was really my real introduction.
Fiend phone.
Well, there we go. Was my real introduction into cryptocurrencies, because I've had Bitcoin for about a year, but I don't really do anything other than own a little bit of it and, you know, use it occasionally. So I don't really know.
The first droning on the new Fiend phone I think I just experienced. But I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Well, yeah. If you were droned on the new Fiend phone, that means you're the one with the bad packet, Steve. Whoa.
What's up now? You get the echo?
Yes, I hear that. That's not good.
That's not good.
Turn them down a little bit, maybe. That'll work. Okay. I think it's a little better now. I tried adjusting that in there. But,
yeah, that's crazy.
So one of the first endorsement deals I was ever offered as a comedian was to be the face of a crypto coin that I'm not sure we could say the name of on air, but it rhymed with rag coin, and it started with a letter that was the same as the word fiddle starts with.
Yeah, you hear me right now?
I hear you.
Hey, right. Yes, hello, yeah. Michael.
Cats, effing cats.
Welcome back.
You know what? I couldn't possibly see anything any reason you couldn't hear me. So I really thought you guys had, like, when I was in the bathroom during the break, I thought you'd be like, hey, when Michael comes back, pretend you can't hear him. And I was going, okay, guys, it's not funny. I'm going to start cussing and I'm going to fire you guys for it if I found out you're playing with my head.
Why don't you use the chat and Fiend phone? But then I remember that your computer's across the other side.
Across the room. So, all right, so
if I do get fired for that, I want you to write an obituary on freedombeans.com, and I want you to say Steve's career on Freedom Beans died doing what it loved, taking a joke too far.
You got it. No, you write your own bit. That's how it goes. Yeah. He was a great man.
Steve Miller. I'll have it pre-written like Zsa Zsa Gabor's. Too soon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do it. Well, I'll do my bit that I was going to do in the next segment and push your jokes further towards everyone being asleep in the middle of the night. So go ahead, Zsa Zsa. She was old when I was a kid. I mean, I liked her. She had a feisty personality. You know, my wife said something great about one of our new cat, Bob. She said, I love Bob's attitude. He's joyful. And I was like, what a perfect word for him. And he's not all our cats, and not all cats are joyful, and not even all kittens. Like Bippy, Bipcat, the one that's on the Bipcoin, is kind of sullen and surly. She's real loving, but, you know, like, and, you know, Beast is like, he's like a really handsome boy with a really good attitude, like an athlete who's not very smart.
You know, big dumb ox.
Like who?
A big dumb ox.
Yes, yes. Like, George is my friend. I will love him. And then Bob is like really smart, and he's just always happy and always bouncing around and always doing fun stuff. And ever since he got his nuggets clipped last week, he's not chewing on wires anymore and things like that. But you know, he has this weird bone, it's his sternum, but it sticks out really far. Like you can feel like a protruding bone on his abdomen. And the doctor, I asked the doctor about it when we got Bob fixed, and he said, oh, it's a birth defect, but there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't hurt him in any way. And I was like, I think it's his tigger bone. That's why he bounces so far.
His tigger bone. Nice.
And taxation is theft.
Have you seen the groundbreaking article, 10 Disney Princesses Reimagined as Electoral Maps?
No, send it to us. I want to do it. We'll talk about the next segment after these trips to the market. Several trips. This is 8 minutes. At least several trips to the market.
It's a spiritual retreat to the market.
I'll be back. Full release.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the name of the show tonight. Spiritual Retreat in Full Release.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
This is the Trigger Weeds, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above Gi level.
Go ahead.
We alter your cannabis industry coin
to make it work
with rejuvenative hash waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 50 cannabis industry coins at a time. That's 1/2000th of a brownie.
You're rude.
The cannabis industry coin is covered by a BIP, and the Freedom Feeds is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse and resending, and you can do it in one shot by anybody except governments. Steve Miller, back with you, hoping that this second part goes through. We divided the, like cannabis industry coin, we divided the show into 2 hours to try to make it send through a little bit easier. Man. And if you don't like it, you're rude.
Yeah. Man, you got it. You got it. So, cannabis industry coin. What else can I say about them? About this wonderful, wonderful coin that, you know, sweeping the nation. The other thing is, okay, first of all, if the cannabis industry is going to adopt a cryptocurrency, it's going to be one that freaking works, man. There's millions of dollars at stake there. They're going to use Bitcoin, if anything. You know?
Their website looks like someone made it at a class held at a local library on how to,
on
make,
how
a
to
website.
Make a website. Yeah. Or it was made by like the guy teaching that class. You know, because it's a little better than that, but not much. Yeah.
What brand do you think that guy's sweatsuit was?
Stinky, smelling like, I don't know, maybe made of hemp fiber. I don't know.
The trigger weeds remind you that the cannabis industry coin is not necessarily a liar, but lazy, a socialist, and they smell like a dispensary.
Yeah. And the thing is, so...
and patchouli.
Another thing is, like, so there's this thing that happens with cryptocurrencies when they're new, especially with CryptoNote ones, because there's a thing that CryptoNote has built in that's supposed to protect against the problem Bitcoin has, which is basically like whoever has the most hash power very early in the coin kind of becomes the player for life. Like Bitcoin is said to be distributed and decentralized and everyone has a fair vote and that kind of thing, and it's really not true. It's basically run by predominantly by the Chinese government at this point, because the over 51% of the hash power is run by three or four. We're going to make America Bitcoin mining.
China.
No, but it's like you, they're always running these commies. Huge, like basically like sweatshops of Bitcoin.
Bitcoin sweatshops.
Well, you know, they're not hammering them out by hand, but, and it actually only takes like 4 or 5 people to run one of these places. Vice Magazine did a video about him. You can search Vice Magazine China Bitcoin mining. It's really interesting.
Maocoin.
Yeah. But you don't run like factories in China without permission.
Factories run you.
And involvement of the country, of the government. Yeah, basically. In communist China, factories run you. So, you know, the Chinese government is controlling a lot of the Bitcoin mining power right now. But Steve, you got jokes? I'm trying to do my opening rant here. Let me finish. Jesus, you kids and your jokes. So there's this thing that was built in, like the kind of coin that Bitcoin is, Bitcoin works, cannabis industry coin doesn't work. The kind of coin that Bitcoin is, crypto node coins, do a few things differently than Bitcoin. The biggest thing is that there's kind of like mixing built in. Like someone has called it money laundering, but it's basically like it creates a different address for every transaction. So you can't, you can't trace easily to one person, you know, a certain transaction to a certain person or even a certain address like you can with Bitcoin and everything made from Bitcoin. I actually heard early on with Monero before it started actually getting used on the dark web, before a dark web Tor site started taking it, you know, like one of the two big sites that have pretty much replaced the Silk Road, like minutes after, you know, days after it got taken down. I heard before that the only thing Monero, which is, you know, the big crypto note coin, someone said the only thing Monero is ever going to be used for is laundering stolen Bitcoin. That's pretty funny. which I guess would be the dark web too, but
without Bitcoin, who will build Silk Roads?
Yeah. Well, Monero, apparently. So,
Monero,
first of all, the cannabis industry isn't going to use a crypto note coin. First of all, they're not going to use something that like isn't time tested like Bitcoin, because there's millions of dollars at stake. You know, like, there are huge players. And the other thing is, I mean, the reason there's a market for a coin to use cryptocurrencies in that field is because banks won't take it. But the thing is, so legal cannabis, which is what this coin is supposed to be for, is the legal cannabis industry. Legal cannabis is so freaking regulated. And I know this because in making Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, we went down to Denver and interviewed. This was a medical marijuana place, you know, like one of the few before it took off and became legal. And there was a, you know, recreational dispensary at every corner in Denver now, pretty much. Slight exaggeration, but not much. So, you know, the guy was telling me, like, in the video, he talks about how, in the movie Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, he talks about how, like, every week, the government, state and federal, not federal, federal is still illegal, but the state government and the town just kept layering on, like, new taxes, new requirements. Like, you know, you have to have the FDA go in and inspect any place, but the FDA won't do it, so there had to be, like, be state certification boards had to be created. So it's so heavily regulated that to do above board legal marijuana transactions in cryptocurrencies, they're going to use Bitcoin, because the reason they would use Bitcoin for large amounts of money for storing and moving is because banks won't take it. They won't take these millions of dollars of marijuana money because they don't know what the federal compliance regulations would be, because there aren't any, because it's still technically illegal federally. So banks won't touch it. So there's like, basically, like they used armed couriers. Like they transport millions of dollars of cash with, you know, hired armed licensed marijuana money couriers. So some of them do use Bitcoin, but they use Bitcoin because you can trace transactions on the blockchain. Because otherwise, they're, you know, you don't want to use something anonymous for an above ground business that's heavily regulated, because they're going to come after you and say, what are you trying to hide? So there's no point for a marijuana industry specific dark coin. And if there is, it's going to be a coin that works. If they're, you know, they're going to use Monero, not something that's got a pot leaf on it and looks cute. Oh, these people also still don't have, they don't have a logo. There's no logo for this coin, which is funny, because with clone coins, like, you know, Bitcoin is mostly a clone coin until we add .bip. All you've got really is your name and your the image, the logo, but they don't even have a logo. They're still like offering a bunch of coin for someone to make a logo. So it's pretty useless. It's pretty funny. So the thing is, like, there's this thing that happens with crypto note coins, especially, where somebody comes in, you start a crypto note coin, it's going along pretty well, people are mining it, you have mining pools going, and someone comes in like a couple hours a day and puts an enormous amount of hash power on, like, you know, 100 to 400 kilohash per second, which costs hundreds of dollars per hour to rent. So you look at the maths on this and they're like, why are they doing this? Because they're losing money, because for the amount of coin they're making, they could go buy it on exchange a lot cheaper. And me and a couple other people figured out it's an attack, because they come on for an hour or two and then they leave. And then it makes it hard for people to mine for like 6 hours after they leave, because it takes a while for the difficulty to come down. So it's either, you know, people that hold a lot of another crypto note coin, probably Monero, or it's people that own a lot of Bitcoin and don't want, you know, dark coins to catch on and replace Bitcoin, or it's a government actor. It could easily be any of the three, but somebody is wasting a lot. Because you could come on with like 100 kilohash per hour and mine all the coins. So why is somebody spending four times as much money as they need to get all the coins? So that happens regularly. And, you know, the guy on that runs Cannabis Coin was complaining about it. Like, how can we get these people to stop? And I said, they're not going to stop. You're not going to, and it's an attack, you know, they're doing it to attack you. And I explained it. And he said, you're very suspicious to be saying, like, he basically thought I was doing the attack because I told him about it. You know, so this is the guy that if you tell him there's something wrong with his coin, he says you're rude. And if you tell him, you know, all the crypto note coins get this thing and it's an attack, he thinks you're doing the attack. And then I explained to him, like, no, it's not me. And I explained a little more, and he said, okay, I just took a big bong hit, and now that makes a little more sense to me. Sorry.
It's a little bit like one of these people who never want to hear anything negative at all, like, yeah, even if it's factual, even if it's relevant, yeah, like, they just have, well, you know, no interest in us.
I kind of grew up in a safe space, or like around people who wanted one. One of my sisters was one of the, like, early on, like in the 70s, was one of these, like, peaceful communication people, like, you know, wouldn't say, like, you know, I'm mad at you. They'd say, it makes me mad when you do, you know, like carefully constructing every sentence to never point a finger and never make anyone feel bad. And it drove me nuts. And my sister still does it, and it makes me not want to talk to her. Not the other sister. I like the other sister, but the one sister, like, this kind of communicate, and it's really, it could get really when they're really mean, it gets really insanely passive aggressive too. It's almost humorous, but it would be humorous at someone else, not at you. So I'm a veteran of the safe space wars of the 1970s, I guess. I could say. Yeah. So
you got your purple bleeding heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a whole bunch of weird stuff that happened this week, but it basically led me to start a new BitcoinTalk.org thread for Bipcoin, because we had a troll who would just not go away, who I think hacked my friend's pool. My friend Marquise's pool was hacked for a few days. It's fixed now, but this guy told us about it. And then offered to, like, after we fixed it and hardened it, like, offered to help us fix it. Like, oh, let me, you know, give me the, like, give, let me back in now that you've hardened it so I can help you fix it. And I've seen the guy offering it for other coins. And it's someone who's come back as three different sock puppets when I've chased him off. So to be able to self-moderate a thread on there, you have to start a thread and say it's self-moderated. So I had to start a new thread. So if you've been on that thread before, go on there and post a little bit just to say hi and, you know, jumpstart the thread. It's got a few posts on there, but I just did this a couple hours ago, so come on back. We miss you. Go to the old one. It's got a link to the new one. All right, Steve Miller.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Hi, have you heard about Bipcoin? Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, Bipcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. Bipcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, Bipcoin has truly untraceable transactions, and we're working on adding distributed DNS functionality to Bipcoin. We're calling this .bip, and it will provide uncensorable domain names in an easy-to-use interface. Unlike previous systems attempting this, .bip will be simple for both the website owner and for people viewing websites. This will get at the worldwide adoption we need to keep speech free, and cyber squatting will not be a problem. Please help out with a donation or just share this with your friends if you can't chip in some cash or Bitcoin to save free speech around the world, because there are incoming regimes that hate honest criticism. Go to bipcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo, India, Papa, coin.org.
Thank you.
is the Trigger Weens returning. It is I, Steve Miller, back with Murder Dog. Are you here?
Yes, I am here, Steve.
I would say, yeah, can't get one over on you. Michael W. Dean, are you here? Nah, that's too much of a reach. Yeah, that's cool. There's this thing that happens sometimes where I get bored in the middle of a day here in Delaware, and I will write hacky jokes, and then people will play off of them, and such a thing happened today. So you want to hear a joke, Jeremy?
Sure.
Why did the feminist buy a winery?
Why, Steve?
She wanted to stomp grape culture. To which MK Lords wrote, why did the men's rights advocate buy a wine press? Because he was a grapist.
A grapist. Oh, man.
To which I responded, why did the alt-right winery close?
Why?
They only sold bitter white wines. Jeremy, why did the libertarian winery close?
I don't know, Steve.
Because customers would come in for a wine tasting and instead get a 3-hour-long lecture about the non-aggression principle and jury nullification.
Accurate.
Why did the 5-year-old get shot at the libertarian winery? Because she got bored and borrowed a paperclip.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, she signed a contract by walking in the door. You signed a contract.
Oh, man.
What libertarianism needs, I think, is someone who talks like a pro wrestler. Somebody that will make just absolutely insane videos where they scream at a camera and they're clearly roided up. Maybe somebody in the Liftertarians Facebook group could get on this. Get yourself roided up. Look in a camera. Maybe put ribbons on your arms and dress yourself Ooh. Like a girl's bike, like old school Ultimate Warrior. A lot of wrestlers being taken in death pools. I don't know if you remember too many Deadpools this year. I'm in two. This is my first year doing them. Jim Jesus got me turned onto it, but
yeah, I knew of them before Jim. I just never actually got, you know, like, I've never really paid attention to them, so I don't
They're
really
both
know.
Stakes-free, the ones I'm in.
There you go. That's
yeah. Like, I didn't actually put. I didn't risk anything. That's what the NBA's for. I took Superfly Jimmy Snuka, who has a terminal cancer diagnosis. Somebody took Shannon Doherty for the same reason. I didn't know she was.
I was not aware.
But apparently, she is.
Yeah, I was not aware of that.
Yeah,
I did hear of Snuka though. Wasn't he up for like murder or something? Wasn't he involved in a murder case when this diagnosis came down?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll all be in the biopic when they get Gary Oldman to play
Gary Oldman.
Well, it would have to be somebody that's like 20 years older than him, because that's the thing, is that we're living in a golden age for wrestlers from the late 80s and early 90s dying, because what's the life expectancy of a pro wrestler? Like 55, 50, 60?
Maybe, yeah.
And then, so they're all reaching that age, and it's not as if you like lead a good, healthy lifestyle when you retire from pro wrestling. You go, you drink, you do a bunch of drugs, you do even more roids.
Well, that movie, The Wrestler, with what's his name, Mickey Rourke, was said to be by a lot of wrestlers in like pretty accurate in like what actually happens.
Okay, here's my problem with the movie. One, it was boring. Two, it accurately depicted New Jersey, and nobody wants to see that.
Okay, I don't know. I kind of liked it, but yeah, it was very slow moving. You had to kind of really want to stick with it, I guess.
I think that's one of the worst things that a movie can be, is slow. Like, move it along. Yeah. Like, you're living in the Vine era. You can't, you know, you don't give me a 45-minute long shot of like a boat moving down a river or what have you and think that it's high art. It's not. This is why I don't like the James Bond movies. They all move way too slow for me. There's like just this build up where he's sitting around in a casino, just looking debonair and, you know, making everyone's panties drop. And like, there's just nothing really happening though.
I've never actually seen the only one I've ever seen. And I remember it because it was when I was a kid and I just thought it was funny. I was like 10 or 11 years old and I like snuck seeing it from my dad just cause, and I was very upset at first because I expected it to be different, was the Octopussy movie. Because, you know, I always thought it would be very,
you didn't
very different.
Even see that. You just wanted to say that on radio.
No. Sadly, I did.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government License is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government License, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends, be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia, laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPStrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
With a new segment here on the Freedom Fiends. This segment is called Oh What a Cringe It Is. Note to self, and anyone listening to this, feel free to send me audio that you feel would be a good little audio drop for Oh What a Cringe It Is. But this Oh What a Cringe It Is comes from the Washington Post, and it turns out that people have this new hobby of going into the woods in Chappaqua, New York, trying to find Hillary Clinton and have an ultra-rare Hillary sighting, quote the article. The other day, Carol Meyer and her friend Ellen went hiking in the woods of Chappaqua. For all they knew, they might see a coyote or some rare mushrooms or Hillary Clinton. I just have a sense, said Ellen, putting on her gloves. You think so? Said Carol, adjusting her scarf. This reads like a children's book. A Clinton sighting was hardly unlikely. She and her husband were Chappaqua neighbors who enjoyed an invigorating, mind-clearing tromp in the local nature preserve as much as anyone else. And now, of course, she was back in town. Ellen had already seen her in the woods twice since she lost the presidency, and she wasn't the only one. If I didn't know any better, I would swear they were talking about, like, cruising for gay sex here. 2 days after the election, a young woman had spotted Clinton and taken a photo with her that went viral, leading to fake news stories that alleging that the whole thing was staged, which was said to prove once again that Hillary Clinton couldn't do anything that did not strike a false note. But Chappaquaians know better. Of course, Hillary Clinton was hiking the day after she lost the election, you effing dummies, wrote one Chappaqua native, blogging in defense of the young woman in the photo who had received hate mail afterward, which was why Ellen... How dare you take a selfie with Hillary? Which was why Ellen and others did not want their full names made public. It's not uncommon to run into the Clintons in nature preserves or even on the road. In fact, photos have been popping up all over in recent weeks showing a makeup-free Clinton smiling with many strangers in the pines. So many that Saturday Night Live did a skit called The Hunt for Hill, in which two investigators head off in the woods to find her, trap her, and thank her with the help of a forest shaman. Others scrutinizing the photos noted that in one, Clinton appeared to be wearing the same blue-patterned Patagonia fleece she had been photographed wearing in outings for 20 years, spawning jokes that her fleece had more experience than Donald Trump and comments about how regular she seemed. Just how human. It was like Al Gore growing a beard after his 2000 election loss, or George W. Bush painting self-portraits after leaving office. It was Hillary Clinton in the woods, not a candidate running, but a person walking, and probably also talking, as Ellen and Carol were doing now, two lawyers heading along a grassy path into the 44-acre preserve. I read this article by Michael Kinsley. He was saying Donald Trump is a fascist, but not in the usual sense, Ellen began as they walked along. The words corporate statism and Tillerson and democracy drifted up into the maples and pines. They huffed up a rocky hill and walked along a ridge. They eased down into a clearing by a half-frozen stream, which was where, 2 days after the election, Ellen had been walking her yellow lab Phoebe, distraught over the results and saying to herself, if I see her, I see her. What she actually saw in the woods, Hillary Clinton coming around a bend. Bill was in front, Ellen said. And then here came Hillary with the poodle and then the agents. And I'm here. And then we're together. And I just said, what happened? And she said, I don't know. I have no idea. And I said, I really admire you. You look great. You're wonderful. I stood there with my arms wide open. And I'm not even a hugger. And I gave her this big hug. She had on a beautiful sweater. She asked my dog's name. A couple weeks later, Ellen, who calls herself the Sacagawea of the Arboretum, appropriation, let Phoebe off of her leash.
With this woman?
The dog was bounding full speed when she started barking, and then Hillary and Bill Clinton appeared again, this time with their daughter Chelsea, Chelsea's husband, and their children. It was the day after Thanksgiving, and soon other hikers were popping out of the woods. I had already hugged her, so I just said hello and patted her on the arm, Ellen said. Don't ask me why. It was cold and quiet now, except for the wind blowing through the bare branches of trees and the sound of something rustling in the leaves. The women carried on deeper into the woods, bending back twigs, heading up a slope they called Secret Service Hill after a time when the path was frozen and they had helped the Clintons' agents, who were wearing loafers, navigate the incline. The Clintons were well shod. It was a snowy February day, Carol recalled. They were holding hands. Oh. Ellen remembered Bill talking during his convention speech about how he and Hillary had taken a walk on their first date and had been walking and talking ever since. Sometimes, though, it was just Bill walking alone in the woods. As Hillary traipsed around the world or campaigned across the country. Once, a Chappaquan named Judy Fuhrer, was driving along the road by the preserve, listening to an audio recording of Bill Clinton's 1,008-page memoir. She said she was on the 13th CD when she realized the tall, white-haired man walking his dog up ahead was the former president of the United States. I stopped and got out of my car, and I said, I'm listening to your autobiography right now. And he said, whoa, you listened to the whole thing? Whoa. And I said, I listened to Hillary's, too. And that's when he said, well, that's more interesting. He asked me if I wanted him to sign the CT, but I told him it was a library copy. Once a Chappaquaian named Once a Chappaquaian named Lou was coming out of the woods with his dog Maggie when he saw Bill Clinton and the dog heading in. He said, "What's it like in here today?" Lou recalled. I said, "It's actually pretty muddy." He was complaining he didn't have on the right boots. It seems like every Chappaquaian has had some story or other about the time they ran into the former most powerful man in the world. They'd chatted with him in the woods about Nelson Mandela's birthday party, or Le Jardin du Roi Bistro about the lost chance for a Mideast peace deal. When Judy Fuhrer's son broke her arm, Clinton signed the boy's cast. Ellen ran into him at a bookstore once and handed him her cell phone to wish her sister-in-law happy birthday, and he seemed glad to oblige. Hillary Clinton sightings were less frequent. Sometimes she was here on a Friday or Saturday afternoon, in casual clothes, just like the rest of us, said Carol, stepping over some rocks. She'd always comment on it being a nice day. I think you'd feel so comfortable, because sometimes it can be intimidating, you know, meeting a former president and, at that time, a secretary of state. But now it was different. Now it seemed like Hillary Clinton might appear at any moment, like she was just up ahead, just beyond those trees. You never know where she's lurking. Recently, a Chappaquaian named Andy and his two dogs, Lucas and Earl, were walking and noticed that the... I like how they document all the animals' names. We're out walking and noticed
that the
leaves normally covering the path appeared to have been cleared by a leaf blower. The first time he'd ever seen such a thing. In the distance, he saw two men sitting stiffly on a bench. I said, this is odd. This is like the movie Deliverance, he said. I tried to hustle up with the boys, and then my wife showed me the picture. A picture of Hillary Clinton in the woods. He had just missed her. I'd be interested to see her in chat, he said, figuring it would happen sooner or later, which is what Carol and Ellen figured too. They ducked under the limbs of two skinny trees that arched over the path, and after a while, there was a rustling noise, people's jimmies, and the sound of people talking in the distance. It was a Saturday afternoon. Ellen had almost always seen her in the afternoon. She had seen Bill at the Starbucks earlier. Maybe she was back. They pressed on, but soon the sounds vanished, and there was just the woods. The Cathedral of Firs, Ellen said, referring to her favorite part of the hike, a swath of evergreens. They stopped and looked around. You could hear a bird or two. You could hear the creak of branches in the wild. They tried to imagine what Hillary would be doing at that moment. I think of her as somebody who wants to be out doing things, having a goal, Carol said. My niece wants me to invite her to join my book club, Ellen said. As they headed into a clearing, the two friends talked about how they had solved all the world's problems in the woods, even if they had yet to solve their own grief over the election. Seeing Hillary Clinton out here in nature helped, even if it was also unsettling. It brings it all home, like, oh, whoa, wait, that's who lost, Carol said. And soon they reached the last part of their hike, a path winding through a marshy area to low shrubs with long yellowy leaves. The leaves looked uncombed with yellowy hair. That was what they saw now, but not Hillary. That's heavy. And the next sentence is, the comment section on this story has been closed.
Oh, that is like, yeah, I mean, they did have to go through some great lengths to get people to tell stories. Like, you know, the one guy, like, he asked me what it was like, and I said it was muddy. That was the extent of the conversation.
He said I wore the wrong boots, and this is presented as, people complain about celebrity news taking over real news. This is on the Washington Post. You know, this isn't from TMZ. And this is basically TMZ coverage of... What will she be wearing? Will she be around that tree? Will she be near the Douglas firs today? She usually walks in the afternoon. Will you see her this afternoon when you're walking? Where is she? She could be anywhere. It also could, like, you could recut this story as a horror trailer as well. And I think it would work out just as fine. She could be lurking anywhere in the forest. Chappaqua used to be a safe place to go for a romp in the afternoon on a 44-acre nature preserve. They call me the Sacagawea of the Arboretum.
Oh, the gall on that woman. She is...
for a little afternoon walk to discuss kleptocracy.
I guess this is just... These people do exist. I don't know. I still couldn't find them even up until and after the election. Like, I never saw any of these Hillary supporters that were, like, overly disappointed that she lost or anything, or that would be seeking her out. Because where they are is far enough away from me in New York that I'm nowhere near them, so I have no idea what they're doing up there. And I would not want to run into them in the woods for any other reason than to possibly, you know, catch something happening that could be funny that I could, you know, post somewhere.
I could only imagine the celebrities that you find walking in the woods, like in the area of Long Island. You are like, I was walking in the woods and there he was, the bassist for Rat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, unless you go out to the East End and the Hamptons and stuff, you don't really get much. The occasional celebrity stumbles through,
drunk. Yeah,
exactly. You know, like Tommy Lee used to hang out at the pizza place across the street from my house, just you know, stumble around drunk.
Have you heard about this theory that Hillary and Bill have health problems that are consistent with eating human flesh? Somebody turned me on to this recently. It's called Kuru, I think. No. But it was on the Higher Side Chats, which is a show where the guy gets really baked and then talks about conspiracies. And this guy came on and was talking about how, like, the collapsing and the skin issues, it's all consistent with these people in Papua New Guinea who would eat human flesh, and they all caught this disease later in life. So therefore, Bill and Hillary are baby eaters.
Well, you know, I've heard the rumors for a long time. And
I love conspiracy logic. It's one of my favorite things on Earth. Like, well, something is consistent with this, therefore, slam dunk, case closed, go home.
Yeah, correlation, causation, what's that? What are you talking about? I have no idea. It's right there. It's right in front of you.
Do the math.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Hi, have you heard about Bitcoin?
Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, Bipcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. Bipcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, Bipcoin has truly untraceable transactions, and we're working on adding distributed DNS functionality to Bipcoin. We're calling this .bip, and it will provide uncensorable domain names in an easy-to-use interface. Unlike previous systems attempting this, .bip will be simple for both the website owner and for people viewing websites. This will get at the worldwide adoption we need to keep speech free, and cyber squatting will not be a problem. Please help out with a donation or just share this with your friends if you can't chip in some cash or Bitcoin to save free speech around the world, because there are incoming regimes that hate honest criticism. Go to bipcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo India Papa Coin.org.
When we start talking, that was loud. Was that loud, guys?
It was a little loud, but you know,
it didn't get quiet.
Not any louder than normal.
All right. So you say, I got a slightly used white paper for sale. Not the bit.
You seem kind of low, though. But that's just me.
I seem kind of low.
Yeah, you're quiet.
Do I sound a little better here? Y'all?
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, I got a slightly used white paper to sell. Now, I came up with this idea for another coin, completely different coin, called Speech Coin, and then decided not to do it. I wrote like a 9-page white paper. I'll probably take me out of it and publish it at some point. I'm not going to make it, but it's like, it would basically be a cross between Twitter, Steam, and 4chan. Because it would be like, it'd be a crypto coin based on this coin called Digital Note, where you can send encrypted short messages to single other addresses on the blockchain, and only that person can read them, and it costs a little bit, pennies to send it. And I had the idea to like take that and make it so you could send it to one address that's public, and you pay money, you pay a little bit of the coin, and everybody can see it, and it would be not censorable. It'd be like Twitter length, but like on a blockchain like Steam it, but not controlled, you know, in the way that 4chan is not controlled. So it'd be short messages like Twitter, a little longer maybe, permanent, and anything goes. And I thought, this is a great idea that should exist. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, this might be a good idea, but I shouldn't be the one to make it, because I think whoever makes it is going to end up in prison, because there's things in America of like, you know, if you run a website and someone puts illegal content, you know, basically I'm worried that like, well, you know, okay, it's uncensorable. Well, ISIS has been trying to sell their child sex slaves on Twitter, but they keep getting shut down. I don't want to build the conduit for that, you know? So I actually thought about this for a couple of days, like wrote it up how it would work, but I don't want to do it. But I think it'd be kind of interesting to have like uncensorable free speech, which it'd be creepy though. So I don't want to be the guy to do it. Speaking of creepy, so when Steve Miller, you like my segue there? So speaking of creepy, Steve Miller and I were talking before the show, and I was setting up Fiend Phone for him on a new computer. And I set it up to say, you know, instead of saying GCN, like the in the Fiend book where you put in different numbers and IP addresses, you know, like you, so you can dial them without putting in numbers, basically. I put, instead of GCN for Freedom Fiends, I put in Michael's Army. And I put an underscore. You know, I knew you can't put in a, you know, apostrophe S. So I put Michael underscore. S and then an underscore and then
Army.
Yeah. And after we saved it, it had gotten rid of the underscore. So it said Michael Smarmy. I decided that's Michael. Michael Savage is like creepy kid brother who goes to the Philippines a lot.
It was kind of the reverse of the George Foreman family, except every one of the every one of the kids was named Michael, but they all had a different adjective. It was Michael Savage, Creepy. Michael Smarmy, Michael Creepy, Sleepy. Michael Stairs Too Don't Long.
Be. Yeah, Michael Stairs. What is that Stairs Too Long from? You said Steve Stairs Too Long tonight. What's that from? It's funny.
Nah, it's just someone who stares too long. Like, you take too much of a long, lingering eye.
Eye raping me?
Yeah, people
who... Stop eye raping me, Steve.
People have pointed this out, that I do this to Korean cops a lot.
Yeah, so I don't think I'll be making the uncensorable conduit for ISIS to be selling their child sex slaves. It sounds like a bad idea to me.
We don't play for ISIS. We play for fans.
Yeah, man. What's that from? Play for critics?
Yeah, that's we don't play for critics. We play for fans. We don't play for ISIS.
Bands that aren't popular?
Yeah, that was in Almost Famous.
I like the thing in the Spinal Tap biography. It says, though never a critic's nor fan's favorite, Spinal Tap has continued for 5 decades.
Everybody, I just want to remind you all that life is a long walk through the woods, and may you all find Hillary waiting there for you.
Ew.
Yep. She'll be waiting around any tree.
Right.
Worms.
Speech coin. Coming soon to somewhere I'm nowhere near.